Tuesday morning, we check in with the MCCSE, and who do we have with us this morning, Keith?
We have Tim Pritchard, who is the Director of E-Learning Strategies.
Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful.
Did you have a very nice Labor Day long weekend?
Yes, I went to the woods with my three kids and had a great time.
Very good. And you had great weather for that and great everything else. So you were, for the e-learning, you weren't e-anything this weekend.
You got to ask Tim. He's got a...
You can do it. You're right here.
Well, no, I asked him.
No, you're right here. Go
well,
ahead.
What exactly, Tim, does your job entail?
Yeah, my line is always anything with a button screen or that plugs in relates to e-learning, you know, in the schools. And the e-learning part of it, what I always go back to is... You know, every single thing we do is to help kids learn. So a desk phone in the HR department or an overhead projector in a classroom, all of that is to get us to the point that kids are learning.
Now, we've got computers now. That whole plan of getting computers in all the schools and available to all the kids, where are we on that?
We, I think, for the first time are truly one-to-one in our ratio of devices to students. So all the way from kindergarten up through 12th grade, each student is assigned a device for them to use in their learning and creation of content. At the high school and middle school level, those devices are actually ones that ride with the students, so they take them home, they do homework on them. And then from K through 6, those are kept there at the school but are individually assigned to students. And, you know, when you hear that, when you hear one-to-one, I know there is still a conception by folks that it's kids staring at a screen all day, and there's this really great image of a 1950s classroom desks in a row, and kids looking at textbooks, and then somebody photoshopped laptops into the textbooks, and their faces are all glowing, and they're sitting there still in the rows. And I think that was the original idea. Let's get rid of paper textbooks and have e-readers in the classroom. But it is so much more than that, and you know, truly has transformed the way kids are learning in our schools.
Tim, there are still critics who think that all these things are games. Kids will just play games on them. They can't really learn on any of that. What's your stance on that?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, being a parent of three young kids myself, I know they love to play games.
My 6-year-old looks at me and says, "You can have my iPad when you pry it from my cold, dead fingers."
Right. There's definitely a balance that, you know, I think everybody's trying to strike. You see that with adults, though, when somebody's texting and walks into a mall fountain or something.
Sure.
You know, there's a learning curve for a balance, and it might be different for every kid. But really, you know, when you think about what we're doing in the classroom and the creation tools that are at their fingertips, the video that I put together for the corporation, it's on our website, just like an MCCSE overview video. There's one shot in there over a student's shoulder. He's a student at South, and he's sitting there, and he's coding. And we're in a classroom, and he was finished with his assignment. And I remember when I was in high school, I would draw or read, and I look over. I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "It's on a need-to-know basis." And I said, "No, really, what are you doing?" He said, "I'm coding." I said, "What are you coding?" He said, "An app." I said, "For school?" He said, "No, just for fun." That we've put these tools at students' fingertips, and they can create like they've never been able to create before. And it's really, you know, balanced the playing field where all of our students have the same level of access to it.
And where do you go today where you don't deal with technology? Why would you want to shield them or hide them from it and then have, when you leave school, then they're just dealing with it anyhow. So it's part of their everyday life. It's got to be part of the everyday curriculum, which makes it exciting.
That's a really great point that we are, you know, I think of it, to get philosophical on a Tuesday morning, thinking about how to, you know, train our kids and teach our kids how to live and navigate a digital world. They live in a digital world.
Yeah, we're not going back to the abacus.
Right.
Or,
you know,
or
like
the
it
telegram.
Or not, it's something that we've embraced, and I think that balance conversation therein is the, you know, the work to be done, figuring out how, and I think our teachers do a really great job with that. You walk around the classrooms, and I've never once seen a classroom where students are staring at their device. It is interaction. My third grader will tell me that he uses a math app on the iPad, and they are interacting within the class, and he said, "Dad, I did so well on it. Now, when people get one wrong, it says, if you need help, ask me. And, you know, his picture pops up in the class and it says, if you need help, ask this student. It's stuff like that that is really, you know, just transformative. And I think a lot of adults who haven't been in that setting haven't seen it. And I think it's doing really great things for our students.
Yeah, and the kids will figure it out. They always did. We figured it out when we were kids. Keith figured it out when they were kids. Parents and older people have always been scared of what the mm-hmm. kids are going to do. And if you look back over the generations, well, progress continues. I don't think it's going to stop just because of a little electricity or electronics. That's not going to be the case at all. Well, hey, we want to remind everybody there's a big event coming up this afternoon at right. 6 p.m. down
at
on the Courthouse Square.
Say yes right. to the MCCSC referendum.
Bring your parasol. It's going to be hot. It's going to be steamy. But that's the big kickoff for the 2016.
Yeah, I think 91. Is it 91
yeah.
at 6 o'clock?
Nice and hot.
We're speaking with Tim Pritchett, who is the Director of E-Learning Strategies for the MCCSC. And, Tim, the technology in the classroom, what about teachers? Not all the teachers are kids that have grown up with technology either. How much
yeah,
of a curve was
it for
them?
Yeah, who cleans the erasers at the end of the day? Who's doing the important stuff here?
Yeah, you know, I think teachers at a lot of levels are growing with their students. They're trying things out. They're trying new things. It's been transformative for the way they teach as well. And thinking about, you know, again, going back to that 1950s image I mentioned, one teacher in front of the classroom delivering content
right.
verbally or through written paper to students, the classroom does not look like that. I think some of the best examples are in our math classes where our math teachers have flipped the classroom model. So they'll assign a couple videos for students to watch prior to class. That's their homework. And when they arrive in class, they're working collaboratively in some shared digital spaces. The teacher's up at the board, still teaching, still informing the students with examples, and then walking around throughout the classroom and interacting with students. So the idea that, you know, it's kind of top down is really gone. It's really, you know, kind of organic the way they learn, and it's all different directions at the same time, and students are doing really well as a result.
Outstanding job as always, Tim. We appreciate it. If people would like more information or to see what's going on behind those scenes or see the video you were talking about, where's the easiest place to find all the information?
Yeah, I think drop onto our website, www.mccsc.edu. We have just about anything you need to know, and if you can't find it there, there's plenty of phone numbers of who to call.
Absolutely right. Tim, great job. Hopefully you enjoyed your Labor Day weekend. We'll see you tonight, 6 o'clock down there on the square, getting hot. And kicking off the referendum. What are we calling this? Referendum?
Say yes to the MCCSC.
Well, there you go. I was going to say the referendum re-election, but that's not technically what's happening there. Tim, great job as always.
Thanks a lot. It was great talking to you.